We're happy to offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Thank you. We each have plans for what this means to us. It might be getting together with family, boating, picnicking. It's a day off. The day is set aside to honor those men and those women who died in military service. And it was first called Decoration Day. And it began honoring the Union soldiers who died during our American Civil War. And it was inspired by the way that the military saw the people in the South honor their dear ones who had passed on. I don't know if any of y'all were raised in the South. Not Florida, that doesn't count. Florida is not the South. But in the South, you go to church, and on specific days, you have a picnic. And then the cemetery is right next to the church, and you spend the day. You spend the day playing games and playing with the children and remembering and honoring, decorating the grave sites, and honoring those who had passed. And of course, it was then expanded to honor all who passed during any military across time for the U.S. That is what the beginning of Memorial Day was. Memorial Day has expanded to mean so much more to that, especially within the Unity movement, recognizing we're all one. We're never limited by how we see any holiday or tradition, for we create our own. We do that within our families. We do that within our churches, our church family. And so today, we begin by first honoring those who are serving or who have served. For it is not determined on who is serving in our highest post. How we feel about our country and the love we have, the patriotism, that inner loyalty, dedication, and honoring is not dependent on who happens to be leading our country at a specific time. Our nation is known for its patriotic acts, for its feelings of love and support for those who serve in the military, even when we're not in support of the actions. For the military are those individuals, those brothers and sisters among us who have chosen to serve, to give up much of their life, and for many, the ultimate sacrifice of their life. And so, Tim found for us a beautiful medley. And as this plays, the music will be playing, the words will be there, you're invited to join along. And if you're currently serving or have served in a branch of the military, I invite you, I ask you to please stand while your song is being played so that we can recognize and honor you. I invite now those of you whose family are serving or has served in the military at any time to please stand so that we can honor you, for families sacrifice much as their brothers and sisters, their fathers, their mothers, their aunts, uncles, daughters, sons go off to fight. Please stand if you have someone ever in the military. And so in our spirit of unity and our awareness of oneness, we expand our honoring today to include all those who have died as casualties of any war across time, across the world, for those who were wounded and whose lives were forever altered, for the families and friends of those whose lives were lost or whose lives were altered because of war. And because we are in this spirit of unity, we honor today also all those dear to us in our lives that we have lost for any reason over time, perhaps over this last year or beyond, those who were lights in our lives and continue to be lights in our lives that we wish to honor. For just as the song this morning and as Scripture reminds us as we turn to Luke 11, no one after lighting a lamp puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand so that those who enter may see the light, may see the light. So why do we do this? I don't know how you're sitting with this right now. I feel the energy of the room, but tears are right there for me. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we bring these things up? Because we as a people and as individuals need more than a bandage to cover our wounds. We need healing to continue to take place in our lives, so that we can embrace, openly embrace, those hurt places within us. It was German philosopher Nietzsche that said, "That which does not kill us makes us stronger." Ernest Hemingway spoke and wrote about being stronger in the broken places. And today we share with you a Japanese art form known as kintsukuroi. This art form is to take that which has been broken and to use substances that are blended with precious metals, gold and silver and platinum, to make the places that were broken even stronger than they were before and more beautiful. For the philosophy behind this art form is to honor the history of the vase and of the person. We tend to want to hide what is broken. You know, when it comes to pottery, I know I do. Get out that super glue, try to make it so that you can't see the seam, but then you don't trust it. You don't trust that it's really going to hold. This philosophy is to bring attention to that which is broken. Rumi says, break my heart again so that I can love all the more. Our losses remind us of our tender places, shows us how fragile we are and how resilient we are. And so we move from that space of avoidance, of not wanting to think about and definitely not talk about those who we have lost, until we've moved through this process of healing, which we view as being tedious and long and painful, and it is. But the ways that we honor those who are lights in our lives and continue to bless us by the way they live, the way that we honor our memories, helps us heal and move from that place of avoidance to acceptance, so that we can remember and talk about those individuals with joy, with great love, having healed the broken places. Today is such a day. Today we're going to ask you, if you would like to do so, to come forward. The ushers are going to bring folks down, starting from the front on this side. You will light your candle from the larger candle on either side, and then light a candle, or two, or three. A candle might represent a whole group of people or one individual. That's entirely up to you. This is here as a ceremony of healing. This is our season for healing. And today we are healing our memories and honoring those who shine in our hearts. And so our ushers will start to guide the rows. We're going to come down one side, back up the other, and they will assist you in this process. Tim will begin because he needs to play music for us.
I am overcome with spirit as I grow, with the world closes in. There's one thing I know. Peace and blessing are mine that I've yet to receive, all because I believe. I believe in a loving spirit who's the air that I breathe. I believe, I'm so glad that I a shadow lies. When the dark days come, bringing burden and shoulder, while the youthful one only run right past, I'll remember your face, and I'll whisper your name. And your memory will light my way. When the dark days come, at a time like this, such sweet feelings, who could help believing that it would never fade? But life goes like this. One minute I breathe in, and the next I'm reeling at the mess I've made. And I'll remember your face, and I'll whisper your name. And your memory will light my way. Oh, when the dark days come. And you'll never know where life will go. Rolling downhill. But take my hand and I'll be holding on until the dark days come. Stay here in this moment. Let's claim it and own it, 'cause it will never last. Yes, life goes like this. It's not a question of whether, but the worst and the better are gonna come to pass. And I'll remember your face, and I'll whisper your name, and your memory will light my way. Oh yeah, when the dark days come, I'll remember your face. Oh, I will whisper your name, and your memory will light my way. When the dark days come. remember, remember your face. And I'll whisper, whisper your name. And your memory will light my way. Oh yeah, when the dark days come.
This morning, if your heart is tender, remember that we have prayer chaplains after the service. We'll be happy to pray with you, to hold you gently. Our intention is to allow to come to the surface that which needs to heal our hearts, to allow us to become stronger, more compassionate, less judgmental and critical. That's what happens when our hearts are broken and then they're healed. And we move from that space of healing into joy, into the joy of living, the joy of remembering, the glory we have in honoring. Allow this morning to be that for you. And so it is. Amen.
This is Reverend Avery Toms. If you felt spiritually fed by this lesson, please feel free to hit the Donate Now button. And if you are ever in our area here in Key West, please drop in. God bless you on your journey.